What's up, Buttercups, and welcome to the Geek Gang Podcast. Again, we are back for the second week in a row. I know, crazy. Today, we will be talking about and continuing our conversation from last week, which has to do with what is going on with the Ukraine situation. And this week, two critical things have occurred. Okay, two. They both occurred on Friday, which is kind of crazy how they both occurred on the same day, but still. The first is that there was a cyber attack on January 14th. According to Ukraine officials, around 70 government websites, including the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Cabinet of Ministers, and the Security and Defense Council, were all hacked. They were completely hacked for a couple hours until about the afternoon in the day. There was also a message that came with said hacks, and when you visited those sites, a message would appear saying, "Be afraid and expect the worst," which is what the updated version of this article says. Originally, on the article from the Washington Post, I was reading, it said something along the lines of, "All your information is public, and we have or like know your past, present, and future." But that was before the Washington Post updated the information, which was like a couple hours ago, to the "be afraid and expect the worst" statement. And again, it could be the fact that they were just randomly hacked. It's possible, just a coincidence from like an unknown source or a hacker or a team of hackers. Or it could be, you know, the Russian government starting to make preparations for something more, which is based on the fact that, you know, the talks broke down with the U.S. and Russia talks. If you don't know already, that's a thing that broke down, I think, also on Friday, but don't quote me on that. I don't know that information specifically. So, but all you really need to know is that Russia and U.S. Broke the talks broke down, basically. And it could be that they're making preparations for something more again, which is entirely looking more and more possible, but it's also not possible. It could be a coincidence, but whatever. I just give the information. So, especially when it comes to the other critical fact that occurred on Friday, the original attack occurred early Friday, right? And this next piece of information occurred later that same day, if you can believe it. So, according to the same article that I was just talking about, which I will leave in my description so you can also look at it, make your own opinions about it. Same article. U.S. intelligence has identified a group of operatives who has been stationed in Ukraine, potentially to stage a false flag operation. And obviously, since, you know, as I just said, we have broken down talks, it's starting to look more like, you know, a serious type of problem or the biggest coincidence since the last solar eclipse. It's a little crazy. But I just wanted to take a few minutes to really, well, let's delve deep into this for a second, right? So, like, it could be pure coincidence, but the chances of that are pretty small, right? Because, you know, they're on the border. They're right there. They're also moving from other parts of Russia to start military exercises, trials, I think. Again, this is all in the article that I will provide in the description. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But I just wanted to, you know, update you guys on the situation and as it occurs, because it's pretty, you know, it's pretty interesting. I wouldn't, you know, say it's like a Cold War just because, you know, Russia, or maybe that's me thinking crazy. I think that's more maybe China and America, but China's got its whole economy pretty stacked right now. So that's an entirely different thing. I don't think, you know, they really care even. Or maybe they do. I don't know. I'm just taking guesses right now. But anyway, this is all kind of crazy and stuff. I mean, when you really think about it, there could be like a legitimate war going on in Ukraine and Russia very soon. And the U.S. and we're going to look to the U.S. for some things, right? Like what are they going to do? Because we just got to have Afghanistan like a couple weeks ago, it was like months ago in August and stuff, and I don't know if Biden you know, from a political standpoint, is going to be like, well, they didn't really like it when we left last time. Maybe it's not such a good idea to intervene, which is kind of how he's been acting with this whole thing, right? He's been acting like, you know, this guy that, like, doesn't know what he's doing with this type of thing. It's very weird. I find it weird anyway. But, you know, maybe he's got this whole plan going. You know, like, I don't know. I wish I knew more information. It'd be really good if I knew more information, but I'm not, like, so privy to information like the rest of America. So I just get my information from, you know, articles and the Washington Post and maybe New York Times, I don't know, or Los Angeles articles. But I will be here again next week. Thank you so much for listening in. Thanks for tuning in. And from this point on, I will start to put the links to said articles in the description if possible. And I will probably, I don't know, in the future, put what I said. I will try to put that, but I don't know, you know, that about that. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to do that, you know. So thank you all for listening again. And have a wonderful rest of your Saturday, and have a God-blessed Sunday. Bye.